This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pasca.
Welcome back, Raider Nation. We are here at the Indiana Convention Center, downtown Indianapolis, wrapping up the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine. And what a week it's been. Things are exciting here. We're here on Radio Row at the NFL Fan Experience, and it's really picking up today. Obviously, the weekend, a lot more people around coming to see the sights and sound. We're here with Kyle Martin of Raiders.com as well. So, things are wrapping up. We're out of here tomorrow. This is our last day in Indy. Has anything, since we've been here this week, has anything about this whole experience, I guess the NFL experience, the workouts, this is your first NFL Combine. So, has anything surprised you about our time here at all?
Truth be told, just the amount of time you get to spend with the athletes, I suppose. I thought, you know, maybe we'd get a little more time with them one-on-one. There have been a lot of podium sessions, of course, where media members have been able to speak with them, but I thought it'd be a little more up close and personal, possibly. But either way, you know, the access still been good. Still getting to hear from a lot of guys that we could potentially draft.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's really, really kind of surprised me, and I saw it a little bit last year when we were here, but the NFL is really turning this into an event, right? This is, I mean, you look at where we are, we're on Radio Row, the rest of the NFL teams are here. The Dallas Cowboys are to our right. Shout out the Cowboys and Digital guys, they've been awesome all week. And you have, you know, it's a spectacle, right? They're turning, the league is turning all of these, you know, calendar events, everything in the league calendar, they're turning them into must-see TV, right? They're putting the 40s on TV, and people are doing live programming around everything here. And, you know, like I said, I saw it last year, but, you know, the NFL is really now, you look at the NFL calendar, and there is not a huge offseason at all.
No, and to be honest with you, I think it's really cool seeing how many different jerseys are here at the NFL Experience. There are a lot of different jerseys from around the league, just random players.
We've seen a lot of Raiders fans, too.
We saw a Deshaun Kizer jersey, you know, that's something you probably don't see that often.
Absolutely not. And, you know, it came out yesterday that they're thinking of moving the Combine around, which I know some people aren't a huge fan of because they always have a really nice setup here in Indy. Like, they have this thing down to a science. But what do you think about them moving this around and doing the LAs, the Vegas is down the line, LA, like all those kind of places? What do you think about that?
I mean, they'll obviously have a good setup. I think it's convenient that it's in Indy because it's centrally located for a lot of players, a lot of coaches, scouts, all that stuff to meet in the middle somewhere in the country. But you know, they can do a lot of stuff with it. You know, you can take it to LA, have a bigger experience, I suppose. Not that Indy isn't a bad time by any means. We've been having a wonderful time here, but. You know, LA's
a little flavor. A little
yeah,
variety.
Definitely. Absolutely. But I don't know. I've enjoyed my time, to say the least.
All right. So on the field stuff, quarterbacks were on the field today, quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends. So much has been made about this running back class. We talked about it at length. Saquon Barkley. It's been the Saquon Barkley show since we got here. I mean, the dude's ran
he's
out
an
of the
absolute
room.
Monster.
He's a freak. Someone's going to get a heck of a football player. I don't think he's going to be there at 10, but some team's going to get a heck of a football player. But the quarterbacks spoke yesterday. They're on the field today. They're actually on the field right now, actually. But what are some of the guys? It seems like there's not a clear lead dog in this quarterback class this year, is there?
No, I think it's kind of anyone's guess, to be honest. I mean, they're all talented, no doubt about it. But to your point, yeah, I think you're right. There's not one clear standout guy who's above the rest. We've talked about how Saquon Barkley, you know, he's clearly been the standout. Who's just blown everyone out of the water. Obviously, different position than the quarterback, no doubt, but I think he's a clear bet that he's going to do something for any franchise.
So let me ask you this. You're the Cleveland Browns. You're John Dorsey. You're sitting there number one. Saquon's obviously on the board. Do you take him? Number one.
I mean, I've been preaching it all week. I think he changes that franchise if he goes number one overall. If you get fourth pick, you know, you could go Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama, but at that point, you know, the Colts have Andrew Luck, so they're probably not going to take a quarterback. The Giants, they got Eli, but you know they could potentially take one to back him up, learn from someone down the line. But I mean, at four, you can get someone you either want or you know, like we said, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are roughly the same talent level, so there's no one that's going to stand out above.
What if the Browns team, your guy Baker Mayfield with Saquon?
Oh wow, what a tandem!
That's your guy, man. You love Baker
Mayfield.
I do
love Baker Mayfield just because of his trash talk and just the way he conducts himself on the field. He plays with passion, you know. I like that, but. In terms of his skill set, I don't think he does anything that's going to set him above the rest.
Now that we've had a couple days to kind of dissect Gruden and Reggie and everything that they kind of said this week, I think the two things that really stand out to me are, one, the first thing, first top-of-the-line thought, is that head coach Gruden is really looking to get something out of Marshawn Lynch this year. And personally, I think that's exciting. I think it's cool to hear kind of that endorsement for Marshawn, and that Gruden wants him to be in this program. He wants him to be the featured back, because last year, obviously the offense takes a step back, and we don't have to go through that all over again, but you look at what Marshawn did, and there's a convincing argument that he was our best offensive weapon for that final, what?
It was like an eight-game.
Yeah, eight-ten games, so more than half the season.
Yeah. I don't think there's no disputing that. I mean, the man was, he got rolling in the second half of the season. He got stronger, you know? He just was putting up good numbers, led the league, or not the league, led the team in yards per carry. I mean, he's still in great form, and to hear John Gruden encourage him to just keep that up, I mean, hopefully if he comes back, we'll see, but I like that endorsement from John.
I mean, that's the one thing that stood out to me, right, is that you think of Marshawn and everything that happened last year, and this is a dude who's north of 30, right, which is kind of that magic age for running backs where production tends to dip. He's north of 30.
Look at Matt Forte, yeah. Who just retired, too.
Right? Perfect example. He's north of 30, hasn't been in the game for over a year, and this dude got stronger as the season went on, which to me is like mind-boggling, like the amount of like abuse this dude puts on his body, getting hit over and over and over again, and he's getting stronger. I mean, we talk to guys all the time that said, you are not at your, like, week one is your peak, right? And then from that point to the end of the season, you're never gonna be healthier, and your body just gets hurt, like banged up, and you're not playing at 100%. But this guy, it almost looked like the reverse. So to hear Gruden kind of endorse him and be like, this is a guy that we want on our team, this is a guy we want on our roster, a guy that can make some noise for us, I thought was really cool. The other thing that really stood out to me is how passionately and energetic he was talking about Coop. So we talked about it a second ago too, that obviously the offensive numbers dip a little bit last year and for a variety of reasons, right? But he made no bones about it. He goes, look, Coop is gonna be the focal point of our offensive passing attack. And you look at Amari Cooper at less than stellar year three, right? But this is a guy, his first 2 years in the NFL went back-to-back 1,000-yard season.
It's crazy to think, too, that he's only 23 years old. You know, he's a young guy. And I can honestly say, I don't think there's been one practice we've gone out and watched where he hasn't done something that's blown me away.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously the footwork is the first thing you look at Amari, the route running, you know, obviously the whole thing with him having some issues holding on to the ball last year. But, I mean, this is a guy who, when he's right, can routinely make top DBs, top flight, all pro, pro bowl, whatever you want to call them, DBs, make them look foolish. We've seen him do it time and time again.
Just humiliates people he could humiliate people on a weekly basis, you know? It's just a matter of the plays going the right way. But yeah, he's got the talent level to put people on blast, and it's pretty impressive stuff.
So obviously, you know, we took a single loss this week, a very devastating, crippling loss in the coin toss.
That one hit home.
Hit home, it hurt real bad. So now picking number 10, but as we were talking about the other day, the last time we picked number 10, picked up Marcus Allen, didn't go too badly for the old silver and black there, did it?
No, that's putting it lightly, Eddie. I mean, the man has had an illustrious career with the Raiders, and if we can get someone at 10 who's somewhat similar to the production that he put out, I will be pleased.
I mean, if you pick another Hall of Famer at 10, I think, you know, Reggie's going to be pretty happy with himself. But like we said, it's been a crazy week here, an exciting week. I mean, there's so much going on. We're still kind of in the belly of the beast here, and there's so much going on. But looking ahead, now let's look at the calendar for us. We're a couple weeks out from free agency. The draft's coming up. When you look at the calendar, when you look at things in front of the silver and black, what's got you fired up right now?
Free agency, definitely. I want to see what Reggie and John address on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think there's any, you know, secret about the fact that we need to improve that side of the ball. In terms of the draft too, we'll probably address some of those needs there, but free agency and draft, truthfully, are where my eyes are focused for the time being.
I won't make you make a pick, but when you look at number 10, right, this is a deep draft, right? There's a lot of quarterbacks who are gonna go in that top round probably, in that first round probably. So 10 to me is like an interesting place to be, right? So do you have a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick who's on the board? Is Roquan Smith still on the board? You know, do you trade down maybe, get a little value later in the round? I mean, there's a lot. 10 is a very interesting place to be right now for me.
I mean, I trust our front office. I trust John. I trust the coaching staff. I think they'll make the right decision at 10. I'm not a GM, but I do love Roquan Smith quite a bit. I think he's got great sideline to sideline speed, tracks the ball carrier really well. It'll be interesting. who's left on the board at 10, but.
Gut feeling right now at 10, offense or defense? What side of the ball are they going first?
Defense.
Round? Defense? Wouldn't surprise me. It honestly, though, my gut also says defense, but it really, and this is like a total cop-out, but it really wouldn't surprise me if they went offensive with that top 10 pick either. Like,
you know what you could consider, too, is Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame, who's being touted as one of the best offensive linemen in the draft. Reggie loves the offensive line, love to bolster that more.
We talk all the time, like, all these skill position guys, the Saquon Barkley's, the Calvin Ridley's, these, you know, great skill dudes. You know, they get so much hype and so much, you know, accolades, which is great, and they deserve a lot of them, but you don't win in the NFL. You do not win anything without a dominant offensive line.
You look
at us 2 years ago, right? Like, I will go to my grave saying we beat the best offensive line in football that year. And look, you win 12 games.
Yep.
So, I like it, offensive line. We'll get out of here, because we still got a lot of stuff to do, but we have a little light, have a little fun. What was the best meal you had this week in Indy? Indy, also low-key, Indy a pretty good food town.
They did. They had really good food. I don't think there's any thought in my mind that, you know, betrays the fact that I loved the Eagle so much. That's the best fried chicken sandwich I've had. And we're going to go to St. Elmo's tomorrow, which is known for their shrimp cocktails.
You ever had shrimp cocktail?
No, I truthfully haven't, but my brother actually texted me and he said, you go there specifically for the shrimp cocktail. So we'll see, but...
And so that's one of those things that producer Marcus says it clears you right out, right? Cleans you out.
There's a horseradish element to it that apparently is just quite zippy.
Quite zippy. All right, we're out of here. We've had a great time. We've had a great week. Thanks for hanging, Raider Nation. Thanks for hanging out with us every day. As usual, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff that you guys do such a good job of following up. And like I said, I've been saying this all off season. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We got a lot of really cool stuff cooking in 2018. 2018 is going to be a big year, not only for the football side, but for us here at Silver and Black Productions. It's going to be exciting. We're doing a lot of new, innovative. We're throwing a lot out there, and we're going to see what sticks. So thanks for hanging out with us, and we will catch you next time on the Official Raiders Podcast.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.